For the course, you have to answer two short essay questions, each in a long paragraph, before you take the midterm exam and move on to the module assignments. The first question is, after reading chapters 11 to 13 in the textbook, why did communism change from being an attractive political ideology after World War II to being a political liability by the 1990s? The second question is, after reading chapters 14 to 17 in the textbook, how has democracy as a political system changed since 1945 with the emergence of more independent countries in the world? First, let me make some general remarks about answering both questions, and then I will make some specific remarks about each question. Your answer to both questions should be in the form of a single long paragraph of approximately half page to maybe a page at the most in length. You need to make sure that your focus is on the world and not just on North America or the Western world. This is particularly important with the first question, as most students make the mistake of answering only in terms of what happened in Russia and not considering what happened throughout the world over the last 50 years. So to repeat, for both paragraphs, focus on the entire world. Another important point to remember is that you need to cite evidence for your conclusions, for your thesis, for your paragraphs, in both cases. Evidence should consist of historical events, persons, or movements, ideas, or speeches, whatever you can find either from the textbook or the web that supports the conclusion that you reach. Also, please be aware that there is no single right answer for each question, but there are a variety of ways that you can answer each question. Validity is dependent upon how much evidence you can muster for your answer. Okay, now for some specifics. The first question asks you to examine the history of communism and the communist world since 1945. Read the question closely. In many respects, it is a trick question, and I'm not going to give away the trick. That is part of the fun of grading the paragraph. Again, look very closely at the question and think about it. You might want to consider the idea of the domino theory of foreign policy, which was widely prevalent in the United States in the 1950s and 60s. The domino theory held that the entire world would go communist, one country at a time, like falling dominoes. But then things changed in the 1980s. Okay, for the second question, which asks you to look at the changing nature of the democratic world since 1945, you might first wish to approach this question from a macro level, from a global or United Nations perspective, and then examine a question from a regional perspective, for example, sub-Saharan Africa or even North America, and then finally from a single country's perspective. There is an awful lot of ground that you can cover with this question, so it's absolutely paramount that you focus on some specific thesis or some specific point, same advice for the first question, and that you want to make that answer, some specific point that you want to make that answers the assigned question.